Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, Sue, I mentioned this in the monologue. I saw this on the X, formerly Twitter. There is a, you know, Pride, the magazine. There's a magazine called Pride. I'm sure you probably subscribe to that. But if you don't, they have a Twitter site, too. And they actually have a story up there with the headline, Amid Palisades Fire. Because, of course, the fire chief and many of the officials in Los Angeles Fire Department are part of the Alphabet Mafia. So the headline was, Amid Palisades Fire, Los Angeles's first LGBTQ plus, sorry, I'm losing track of the alphabet there, is proving lesbians get it done. That's a new headline. That's from yesterday. Are you kidding me?
Good grief.
David Strom from hotair.com is back with us from Minneapolis, Minnesota, where he's probably freezing more than we are. But you wrote about that this afternoon. I mean, you can't even make that up, can you, David?
I know. Well, what's hilarious is they never actually talk about what she's doing to put the fires out. It doesn't even come up. It's really, you know, it's a perfect encapsulation of what the Alphabet Mafia thinks like. Because, you know, it's all about DEI and how wonderful it is and how historic. And look, she's in charge during this disaster. And the fact that the fires were 0% contained was irrelevant.
Yeah.
Absolutely irrelevant to them.
Well, and you know, look, a lot of people are jumping on this, and I think it's appropriate. When you have a department out there that has repeatedly focused on, you know, diversity, the first female lesbian fire chief, the goal of recruiting more women and gay firefighters, how about people that are just qualified to do the job and want the job, but that's not something they wanted to do, and then they wanted to cut the budget by, I guess, $18 million as well?
Oh, yeah, and in fact, I just found a new video from the assistant fire chief, who is this enormous African-American woman, and she's talking about how people need to see themselves reflected in the firefighters and how important it is. And then she she's asked, well, you know, what about, you know, being able to carry a guy out of a burning building? And her answer was, well, he was in the wrong place.
What?
Yes, literally she says that. I mean, it's just one of the most stunning things. I mean, it's like, oh, I'm out there to show everybody that I'm just like them.
Oh, wait a second. I'm going to have to get that. Okay, I'm going to send that to Ethan because I had not seen that or heard that audio. So we're going to keep talking here. And before we wrap up, I'm going to have that audio because that's really something. Oh, my goodness. Now, I want you to share, I think, my favorite post, David, from the past couple of days, and there's been a lot of activity. Obviously, you've been writing about different things relating to politics and California. But I want you to share with the audience, because I teased this a couple hours ago, the story of the snail darter. This is unbelievable. It really is. Like, I had to read this thing a couple of times because now we think that this whole thing is maybe made up.
It's absolutely made up. The New York Times talked to the ichthyologist, who is a fish specialist at the New York Museum of Natural History, about the snail darter. And he said, well, it's just actually, one of a bunch of perches that are out there, and it's not even a separate species. You know, it's had maybe different coloration or something like that, but, it was supposedly discovered almost simultaneously with the passage of the Environmental Protection Agency. And there were people opposed to the building of the Tellico Dam, which is being built by the Tennessee Valley Authority. And so they latched on to this, called it a new species, and then it became a protected species. And so, he looked into this and he said, well, that's not a new species at all. I mean, it's just another perch. And you could call it whatever you want, but it's just another kind of perch. I mean, it is as much a new species as, Asian is from a human being. We're all human beings. We look a little bit different, but there's no fundamental genetic difference between us that actually matter.
Okay, but let me hang on. I'm going to slow down and kind of supplement what you're doing here, because this is really amazing. So under the protections, the snail darter, which now never even existed, we'll get to that, was listed as protected and triggered Section 7 of the Act, barring federal agencies from undertaking actions that could jeopardize the species survival or destroy any of its critical habitats. So they go on and they file lawsuits over this because they actually quote, a decision from 1978 where Warren Berger says that the findings of this previously unknown species of perch changed everything on a legal level. Well, then you have the modern day scientist, this guy Thomas Snear, that comes out and says, there is actually no technical snail darter, right? And worse yet, it's actually just another member of the eastern population of Perchina urinidia, or stargazing darters, which is not considered endangered. So all of this for naught.
Well, it wasn't for naught. As I pointed out, it's just another version of lawfare that the left uses all the time. They invent things, use the courts, push some sort of fiction, use the courts to get what they want. I mean, it's just sort of a version of what they did to Trump, in New York. They completely invent something out of thin air, and they're able, through an activist court system, to impose what you and I would think is illegitimately the solution that they want. And, if you think about it, I mean, this is the same thing as changing, what gender and sex means. And, they do this all the time. They redefine words. They say the words are what we say they are, just as they completely redefine the species. But it's the same thing as, how is that different than saying that there's such a thing as non-binary or transgender or whatever?
Right. No, it plays. Yeah, that's the same. It's the same playbook, and I'm glad that you pointed that out. And by the way, in the Tellico case, the dam was eventually built, and then they took the snail darter that never existed off of the list of species. But that's just an amazing story. And then you write about that on hotair.com. How many people can actually write about that and show the truth of what happened here with the snail darter? I know Jonathan Turley was out there tweeting about it, but it is fascinating. Hey, I have the all right, let's listen. This is Kristen Larson, and you said she's the assistant chief?
Yeah.
I got to hear this. Here we go, David.
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call or a fire call, that looks like you. It gives that person a little bit more ease, knowing that somebody might understand their situation better. Is she strong enough to do this? Or, you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire, which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
What? I thought they're supposed to save people. I thought life and, safety was their priority, but apparently not.
It really is. But, if you think about it, this is exactly the priority set that the left has. I mean, it just as if you look, they cut $17-18 million out of the fire department, and they put it into things like a gay men's choir and DEI training. I mean, that's literally what they did. They took it out of basic services and they put it into ideological BS. And that's how they think. That's what they think is important. You know, if a white man dies in a fire, he was in the wrong place. Doesn't he understand we need to have a gay men's choir?
You can't make it up. And it's just all of this is kind of coming home. The chickens are coming home to roost, if you will. Now, I got to share this on the topic of the fires. I played a little of this earlier. This is amazing when you think about it. Joe Rogan on his podcast months ago talking about the possibility of something like this happening.
I talked to a fireman once. This is one of the reasons it freaked me out. And he was telling me, he goes, dude, one day, he goes, it's just going to be the right wind and fire is going to start in the right place. And it's going to burn through L.A. all the way to the ocean. And there's not a thing we can do about it. I go, really? He goes, yeah, we just get lucky. He goes, we get lucky with the wind. He goes, but if the wind hits the wrong way, it's just going to burn straight through L.A. And there's not going to be a thing we can do about it. Because these fires are so big, dude. When they're talking about like thousands of acres that are burning simultaneously with like 40-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, and now we got 99-mile-an-hour winds. So, but that's an interesting situation. So everybody knew that this was possible. I don't know about everybody, but certainly officials had to know because of the wind situation that you would have, you know, more severe fires. But this question of resources and where Gavin Newsom put them and where Karen Bass put them, David, it's going to be interesting to see as these people try to rebuild what the messaging will be there.
Well, I mean, that's absolutely true. And actually, I wrote about this. Donald Trump spent 7 minutes when he was sitting down talking to Joe Rogan about exactly this issue.
Yep, that's right. I played some of that audio yesterday. Yeah.
It's just shocking. And so Donald Trump, who's not even trying to get the electoral votes of California because he'll never get them, is still more worried about what's going to happen in California than the people who run the state.
Yep.
It's just amazing. You cannot overestimate the stupidity and corruption of the left.
I just wonder if the people of California, who, by the way, voted to overturn that nonsense that, you know, decriminalized stealing anything under $900. I just wonder if the people of California, after this election, after that nonsense, are finally going to be onto these jokers.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you look, everything east of the coast has gone red. And even some of those coastal cities moved rightward. The real electoral problem that I think they have in these cities, not necessarily in the state, but in these cities, is that the public employees unions, they're so large that probably 30 to 40% of the vote that's actually for mayor and city council, those are public employees who are voting for their own benefit.
Yep. I think you're right about that.
So it's going to be very hard to overturn San Francisco, L.A., although L.A., there's real possibility because they almost got Caruso for mayor last time around.
Well, and he seems to be campaigning already because he's been very critical of the administration and what's happening this week. David Strom from HotAir.com is here. You're up in Minneapolis, in the Minneapolis area. I've highlighted this just a little bit. Liz Collin has been a guest on my show, and I have recommended the fall of Minneapolis to my audience many, many times. But there's some interesting Derek Chauvin news this week, David. I want you to highlight that for my audience.
Oh, this is very important, and it's something that if you had watched the fall of Minneapolis, you already knew. But Minneapolis police officials at the highest levels committed perjury in court They just simply lied. And now there are over a dozen Minneapolis police officers who have signed affidavits that are part of the appeal for Chauvin, just laying it on the line. And you could even see photographs of the training where the technique that Chauvin used was trained. And they said that wasn't the case. There's even a photograph of the deputy chief who testified using that technique to arrest someone. And so she went in front of the court and said, we never trained this. And there she is in a photograph using the technique.
Wow. And you have 14 current and former officers with the Minneapolis Police Department have signed sworn declarations that they say they believe that Assistant Chief Katie Blackwell lied, perjured herself when testifying.
Absolutely. And there's a very simple reason for this. Outside that courtroom, there were hundreds of protesters every day screaming no justice, no peace. They made it very clear that they were ready to riot again. And so they basically threw Chauvin to the wolves. And, you know, for those of us who are following the trial very closely, as I did because I live here, it was obvious that they were going to do this. And it wasn't just the Chauvin. There were four officers.
Right. But David, all you have to do, this is what I tell people all the time, watch the first 5 to 10 minutes of the fall of Minneapolis, and you're going to have a completely different perspective on what happened.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the original autopsy, didn't even say that he died by homicide. That was changed afterwards. The coroner says there was no political pressure, but obviously there was political pressure. I mean, George Floyd had, fatal levels of methamphetamines and fatal levels of fentanyl in his system. And he did that because he swallowed his drug stash when the police confronted him.
And in the moment they confront him, by the way, even when he's still in the convenience store, this is amazing that this was never really shown, because the legacy media could have shown this video easily, but they never did, where he starts saying, I can't breathe, well before he's on that curb with Chauvin.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, it was the technique that he used. He did, there's video of him in two other encounters with the police saying exactly the same thing. And so, the panic, the I can't breathe, all of that was a calculated technique. And we know that. I mean, it's not, difficult to see this, because you see him using it multiple times, because there's, of course, body cam video from all his police interactions, because he had a lot of interactions with police. And, that is how he manipulated police officers.
But
and so
is there a realistic chance, though, that with all of this that's coming out now, that he may be, I mean, I don't even know what the end goal is. Is it a new trial? Is it, some sort of, I don't know, what's the end goal here? Possibility, legally.
I haven't followed the legal side of this over the past couple years, so I don't know. I mean, the big problem he has is he was convicted on federal civil rights charges, but the big conviction was at the state level. And the attorney general, Keith Ellison, who was a member of Antifa, personally prosecuted him, and he's still the attorney general. And so obviously he's going to fight like mad and use every bit of power that he has to keep Chauvin in jail. And if there is a successful appeal, that would probably just mean a retrial. And I don't know how that would turn out, but it's in Minneapolis, which is not a good place.
Hey, did I also see, and again, I've had Liz Collin on the show many times, and she's great. Is she being sued by Katie Blackwell, who was the assistant chief?
Yes.
For what?
Yes. For defamation.
Okay.
Which is, quite the stretch. And that is actually one of the places all this new stuff came out, because they were responding to the lawsuit, right. And it was just bombshell after bombshell after bombshell.
And Liz took her camera and she chased down that Katie Blackwell, and basically she's not worried about any lawsuit. She's chasing down that assistant chief saying, hey, do you have any comment here about this stuff, about people lying and that you lied?
Yeah, well, Liz Collins is great. And, you know, she used to be, she's one of the refugees from the so-called mainstream media. She used to work for a broadcast station here.
Right.
And like many, reporters out there who just got sick of the lies and the propaganda, she's now in exile.
Yeah.
She's sort of in the Barry Weiss camp, the independent people, Catherine Herridge, people like that who actually want to be journalists.
Yeah.
And
well, I think that space is growing, and she is good at it. And that space
yeah.
is growing a little bit, too. And one of the reasons I like Hot Air, because you guys do a lot of that, too. David Schramm, Happy New Year to you. Great to hook up with you. We'll talk soon.
All right. Great talking to you.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.